5 years ago, 40 houses in Bodnam were badly affected by the devastating floods which hit Herefordshire and Worcestershire. Villagers there can now sleep easy at night, though, despite the recent bad weather, as they've taken matters into their own hands.
And they've installed a state-of-the-art flood warning system.
Nicola Goodwin is standing in the brook at Bodnam this morning. You're actually in the brook.
I am in the brook, and there's a lovely bridge here. We've just seen the otter's footprints, which is marvellous. What a privilege. And to prove I'm in the brook, I'm going to be very careful. Here we go. Hello! That's the bridge, the stone bridge next to Babs and Tony's house. In fact, I'll see how far
there?
I can go under here. Hang on a minute. Just checking the top of my well is. Hello, here I am, troll-like, under the bridge. It's beautiful. Otter footprints, a bit of a green algae, and me. Babs and Tony and I are in the brook. Now, this is going to work very, very cleverly, because we're going to have a chat, and then I'm going to pass, literally, the microphone up the bank, because I don't think I can get out the bank live on air. I don't think it's going to happen. Babs, you and your amazing waders, this is nothing, is it? This is great, this level.
Oh, this is nothing compared to what we've been through. But, you know, it's a couple of days on now and the water can get away. And this has been the problem in this village. If the water can get away, we do not have an issue. And so this is wonderful.
It's wonderful. It's very clean. And Tony, it's thanks to Rod, who's up on the bank, who we'll speak to in a second, that you can sort of sleep easy at night, have a glass of wine on Thursday, not a care in the world about flooding.
That's absolutely right. And but it does take a bit of work. We go out every Friday, alternate Friday, during the summer months, and we get down and we get dirty and we clean out the culverts and we make sure the drains are clear. And on top of that, what we do is we make sure that vulnerable people in the village are looked after. We know who they are, and we make sure that somebody is there to look after them in an emergency.
Brilliant. Now I'm going to hand the microphone up. On the bank, you've got, I'm afraid, getting his trousers very wet. We've got another Tony. There's lots of Tonys here. Tony Clark, who's one of the people that gets down and dirty and cleans the brook out. You've also got Rod, and Rod's going to be the man. It's going to explain, whilst we have a bit of fun splashing around, just why people in Bodnam are sleeping easy. Here we go.
OK, if we're going to have a quick word with Rod, and careful, Nicola.
Hello there.
Hello, Rod. Nice to talk to you. You're from Hydrologic Limited in Bromyard, yeah?
Yes, that's correct.
Right, OK. So tell us about this system and how it works.
Right, what we've fitted for the village, I'm a local resident who also happens to be a hydrologist, so I helped them advise a little bit on the problem. It's a classic situation of a fast-rising stream that just needs a little bit of warning. So what we have is we've developed with our ISODAC systems a water level recorder fundamentally connected to a mobile phone technology. So it senses the water level. We set some alarms, say half a meter or 1 meter depth, to show the rising water level, and as soon as the alarm is triggered, it sends out an email or a text message to mobile phones just to warn people what is going on.
And where else have you put these systems in?
We're suppliers to a number of councils. We've supplied probably getting on for 200 of these to local councils across the country, particularly in Scotland, where our design company ISODAC is based. We're also suppliers to the Environment Agency and water companies, so it's quite well-known, well-established technology.
But the village has got a freebie, did they?
What else could I do? I don't actually live in the flooded area. I live on top of a hill, like all good hydrologists. And the best I could do was to offer a free system to the village. Yes.
Yeah. Well, at least the villagers are prepared to get in and get dirty, which is a
well,
nice
indeed, idea. They're a very active group.
Yeah. Well, one of the mucky fellows is Tony, standing right next to you there. Hi, Tony.
Good morning to you.
What prompted you to get involved then? Did the floodwaters come up near you?
No, but we had a big meeting up at the village hall after the 2007 floods, and it was obvious that the powers that be weren't going to do much. So I was on the parish council at the time, and two of us were instructed to sort of form a group, and it grew from that.
So what work did he actually do for the project?
First of all, we walked the brook to see where all the pinch points were and the drains that were blocked. And then we got tools from a grant and started cutting the shrubbery back from the banks that were catching the rubbish.
And obviously you're lucky you got Rod there and the fact of his knowledge. I mean, that's a bonus. But is there something other villages and other communities around Herefordshire and Worcestershire can learn from you, Tony?
Well, I'm sure there is. The first thing is to get them involved with having a look around where the water's coming from and what's causing the blockages, and to get people involved, really.
Tony, nice to talk to you. Tony Clark, one of the volunteers, and Rod Hall.